You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 989, hour number one. We'll start with music performed by Todd Reynolds and company, starting with Neil Rolnick and a selection from his composition, The Economic Engine, about the rise of China and the global economy. What we'll hear is Hutong to High Rise, and a hutong is a kind of corded lane residential layout that the Chinese cities had, and then they started with high rises in the 80s and 90s. Hutong to High Rise from Neil Rolnick's The Economic Engine, and this is music performed by the Music from China, which is the name of the small ensemble on traditional Chinese instruments, and also with the Todd Reynolds String Quartet. And this comes from 2009 release on Innova Recordings, Neil Rolnick, The Economic Engine. We'll then hear from Ingram Marshall and September Cannons. It's that time of year, the September 11th anniversary, and Ingram Marshall wrote this piece in response to the events of September 11th, 2001. Ingram Marshall, September Cannons, came out on New World Records, also in 2009, and was performed on violin with electronic processing by Todd Reynolds. And that will be the first set. In the next set, we'll hear pieces by Darren Copeland and Steve Reich, I should say, also 9/11 themed pieces. First, Neil Rolnick, Hutong to High Rise. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 989, hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 989, hour number one. My name is Mac, and we're listening to music dedicated to 9/11. That was Ingram Marshall, September Cannons. That was released in 2009 on New World Records, the CD called September Cannons. And that was music for violin and electronic processing, performed by Todd Reynolds. Ingram Marshall wrote this as a lamentation on the events of September 11th, 2001, in 2002. Before Ingram Marshall, September Cannons, we heard something that wasn't related to 9/11, but did feature Todd Reynolds, and as part of the Todd Reynolds String Quartet, and that also was performed with the small ensemble Music from China, using traditional Chinese instruments. And that was Neil Rolnick's composition, The Economic Engine, which was released on Innova Recordings, same year, 2009. That was the final part, called Hutong to High Rise. But more 9/11 music following. We'll hear from Darren Copeland, and a piece called They're Trying to Save Themselves. This is electroacoustic music commissioned by CBC Radio 1 for the first anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The sounds were all sourced from CNN immediately following the bombings of the World Trade Center's Center Towers on September 11th, 2001. And this was premiered on CBC Radio 1 on the first anniversary, September 11th, 2002, released in 2007 on Darren Copeland's monograph Perdu et Retrouvé on Empreintes Digitales. We'll then hear from Steve Reich, WTC 9/11, and this is a piece for string quartet and tape commissioned by the Kronos Quartet, who also performed this. This features pre-recorded sounds from NORAD and the Fire Department of New York on the morning of September 11th, 2001. It's a short piece for Steve Reich, short that is, running just under 16 minutes. It's in three parts: 9/11, 2010, and WTC for World Trade Center, and World to Come. The second movement, 2010, features recordings of first responders talking about the events 9 years later. We start with Darren Copeland. They're trying to save themselves.
They don't have the right. because they're trying to see themselves. I don't know. And I don't know. Everybody just doesn't know where to go. They won't let. Everything is blocked off. You can't even. They're telling us to get out, but there's nowhere to go. And then I heard that another plane hit. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God.
Thank you.
just kind of shot up. My eyes just kind of shot up. Flames. Flames. One of the towers just in flames.
But we all thought it was an accident.
I knew it wasn't an accident right away. Everyone was running. Everyone was running and screaming. Then the second plane hit.
It was not an accident. It was not an accident.
People jumping from the building. People.
The first ambulance to get him. It was chaos. Chaos. Nobody knew what to do.
The ground started shaking.
You could feel it. The building came down. Suddenly it was black outside.
Engulfed everybody.
Just dust in the street. Just dust.
The bodies were moved to large tents on the east side of Manhattan.
Thank you.
there's the world, and there's the world right here.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 989, hour number one, and that was September 11th music. First, starting with Darren Copeland, the short electroacoustic piece we heard was called They're Trying to Save Themselves, music commissioned by CBC Radio 1 for a memorial of the September 11th attacks a year after. That's on September 11th, 2002. They're Trying to Save Themselves was released on Darren Copeland's DVD CD, called Perdu et Retrouvé, Lost and Found, on Empreinte Digitale, released in 2007. After Darren Copeland, we heard Steve Reich and WTC 9/11, World Trade Center, also World to Come, and that was in three parts, 9/11, 2010, and WTC. And that's a None Such release from 2011, music for string quartet and tape, commissioned from Steve Reich by the Kronos Quartet, who performs it here. And that was recorded at Studio Trilogy in San Francisco, February 2011. And we'll hear two selections, which are not 9/11 related in themselves, but they're called Rocking and Falling, which reminds me of the horrors of that entire day of wondering whether Building 7 was going to come down or not, which it did. And so we'll start with Morton Subotnick and Rocking, which comes from a suite called The Other Piano, music for piano and electronics. This is released on Mode Records, Complete Works for Piano by Morton Subotnick, and this is Suljan Anju performing on piano. And then from Matthew Rosenblum, we'll hear Falling, which is actually the opening portion of his long composition called Falling, the first 4.5 minutes or so of it. And it takes its text from the poet James Dickey and his poem called Falling, which was read by the poet on an LP record and recorded as part of Rosenblum's Falling for soprano and mixed ensemble. And this was performed by the soprano Lindsay Kesselman and the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, conducted by Kevin Noe, from Matthew Rosenblum's Lament and Witch's Sabbath CD from New Focus Recordings, released in 2018. First, Rocking and then Falling. This is Morton Subotnick, Rocking, from the Complete Works for Piano on Mode Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 989, hour number one. Thank you.
Please check your seatbelt to securely fasten. We ask to reserve a seatbelt sign for bus recommended you have your seatbelts fastened whatever you needed during the flight. Fasten your seatbelt and serve from flight metal and into the muscles and tight pull out the straps or release the rope on the muscle top of the strap.
A 29-year-old stewardess fell to her death tonight when she was swept through an emergency door that suddenly sprang open. The body was found 3 hours after the accident.
Not necessary for the oxygen mask bag to fully inflate in order to have sufficient oxygen flowing into the mask. There's an elastic band to hold the mask in place to adjust the mask along the elastic band. If you're traveling with a small child or someone needing assistance, please clear your mask before that of the other person.
Silver, unbreathable, slowing, saving element.